I want to start by thanking you all for being a part of this momentous occasion. I'm Kyan Cross, and I'm the moderator here at Vista Grande. I would first like to congratulate Reverend Tinsley and this congregation. Secondly, I want to thank her and God for the opportunity to be of service here today. As we gather together here this afternoon for Reverend Tinsley's installation, it seems fitting that we take some time to look at what it means to be in covenant, not just for her, but for us all. I would like to take us on what I pray will be a mindful journey into the meaning, responsibilities, and benefits of being covenantal. Let's start out with a review. We are completely capable of carrying out and living the purpose for which God intended for each and every one of us. This is possible because we are in covenant with God. In that covenant, we are granted access to every resource we could possibly need to live the life intended for us by the divine. In that covenant, we are never alone. In fear, we are not alone. In uncertainty, we are not alone. In love, we are not alone. In our progressions, we are not alone. This is the promise God made in Hebrews. I will be their God, and they will be my people. With a covenant like that, it's impossible to be alone. It basically says, I got you through it all. This is where faith comes in. Faith, where we daily place our lives and our possessions in the hands of others. The engineers who design our cars, the manufacturers who produce our family's food, the people in whose care we place our pets, children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents, and even the security systems in which we hold up to maintain the safety of all these things and beings. So many of us move about each and every day in some sense of wellness because we believe the things and people that matter to us are being taken care of. What peace. God provides all this and so much more in the covenant made with us. Everything and everyone we need will always be available, cared for, and held up for us. We are chosen by God, a proclaimed commitment to be loved, supported, and cared for by the divine daily. Such peace, such grace. As we review this covenant that God has established with us, we must look at our role in it as well. What is our commitment to God? How do we honor it? We can start by acknowledging our creation. Each of us are here on this planet at this time for a reason with a purpose, established and determined by the divine. Our responsibility to the covenant is to live into that purpose. That's it. Pretty simple. No long-winded mandate, and yet we spend so much of our lives kicking and screaming in an attempt to do it our way. Truly, there's nothing wrong with doing it the way we want, as long as what we want is to fulfill our purpose as God intended. Since this is an area of great challenge for so many, it warrants a further look at revising our role in God's covenant. Living daily in this covenant should make it easy to live the purposeful life God intends for us. Okay, maybe not easy, but easier. Yes, these are rough times, but when haven't they been rough? Just because we may not be experiencing a tough time doesn't mean times aren't tough. This is where the work comes in. This is where each of us must continuously decide with intention to honor our covenant with God, to consciously live as God's chosen is work. It's the work that makes us uncomfortable. The work of social justice. The work that brings homes to children everywhere, health care to all, a true sense of safety and belonging to seniors, a right to live a big, full, long life of love to queer folks and people of color everywhere. It's the work we must do together. It may be the truest form of loving our neighbors. Honoring our commitment to the life God intends requires us to be in covenant with others, to stay in the spiritual space of working with God, in the space of listening to the divine, in the space of loving God with all that we are, heart, soul, mind, and strength, as we heard in Matthew. And we are a lot in this space together, more than we can ever be alone. Together we are the designated that can do God's work here and now, the work that is bigger than me or you and achieved by us all. Many of us gather here regularly to worship together, create together, govern together, and break bread together. And together we are the church. It means so much that we have and utilize time to share our joys and concerns weekly, to openly share ourselves with grace and compassion. What a blessing to be able to hold and exist in such a space. Often I ponder the reality that so many people in God's world, in our city, in our daily lives, don't have access to this space. When I ask myself what it takes to bring people into a space such as this, not necessarily the physical space, but the spiritual space of love and belonging that is offered freely by God, the only answer I can come up with is us. Yes, us, followers of Christ, living by the grace of God, in covenant with God and each other, have responsibility to not only hold space for love in our church, but to hold it and be the true face of love daily in this world. Weekly we worship and are provided with an opportunity to renew our covenant by collectively joining and knitting ourselves together more and more so that we may continue to build up the body of Christ. As we move into installing Reverend Tinsley, I want us to remember that we are not only entering into covenant with her, we are all being provided yet another occasion to review our covenant, revive our covenantal spirits, and renew daily our connection with the divine so that we may stay the course.